Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Monday morning. We are at 6:06. It is July 21st. EMC's good morning to you. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards. I'd say welcome back, but it was like you were here.
I mean, I didn't.
It was like you were here.
Even have to. There was no reason. I just.
So welcome back in studio.
We'll get into that in a minute. People, I don't understand how I have to get phone calls on vacation. I didn't even do anything wrong. You're the one that ruined the integrity of the game, but I had to get phone calls at 6 in the morning on vacation. Back-to-back days. I would ask if we got a winner, but I already know.
You know we didn't because I called you.
That's how I asked what happened. What happened during the game.
Don't you feel glad you already know what happened?
I'm already in the know.
You don't need like a recap. You know what's up.
Saw your video. Very touchy. Very touchy, too. We'll get to the touchy video. Very touchy.
Well,
way too.
I
should have never left. I should have. You know, there's a lot to get to, but first we have to get to this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Just getting to some cans and cannots that I should have really thought about prior to putting this in the box.
Oh, all right. Well, we do need a guest today. Tim's here live to tell you. Stevie and I don't know who's in there. Still.
No. There's the dead guy in the envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. Those are your clues. His name is in the envelope, has been in there for, I don't know, a couple of weeks, which is also inside of a box, and I'm the only person that knows the name of the envelope. So, that's the game. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I got woken up, not really woken up. I was pretty much awake because that's just how it works when you wake up this early all the time on vacation, got the phone calls. Which I then had to leave the hotel room to then answer the call so nobody else would wake up so that I could just say no and then go back into the room.
But don't you feel complete like you were part of it and we didn't have to like try and figure out who was actually in there?
Oh, there has to be another way. All right.
Well, my guess is Pope Francis. I believe that was last, right?
Oh, the most recent Pope that passed away.
Yeah.
Is it him? I don't know.
It's not.
Oh. Okay.
It's not. We appreciate the guest, though. I appreciate that. Also, I think there's a couple of things that need to be addressed for the game, maybe moving forward. That's next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. I cannot believe I left this box in the studio. That was not intelligent.
Why? The box is still there. It's intact.
Saw the video. Jen and Tim Show, also Star 102 and all the socials. I understand it was posted a couple of days ago, 3 days ago now, right now. And you were right next to the box, tapping on the box, getting comments in. Sherry Wright, break in and change the name. That would be unbelievable. I laughed so hard this morning when I heard you call him live on the air, which, yeah, exactly. I can't wait till he's back on Monday. I'm sure he will bring it up. Of course he would bring it up. She called me on Thursday and Friday. I wasn't even in town. I'm out of town with my family. All of a sudden, the phones ring. I knew it was going to happen. I mean, that's... Once again, EMCs have spoken out. EMCs are very special. We love you. You listen early in the morning. You participate in Dead Guy in the Envelope or any other dumb thing that we're talking about between 6 and 6:30. And they voted essentially on, like I said, it would have been Wednesday because I was on Thursday and Friday, that you had to give me a call.
So I don't know if you noticed, there was a trend in those comments under that video because I was, you know, I was alone with the box. And I mean, I had a discussion with Stevie about the box. I did pick up the box and kind of try to look at the box and I can't figure out how to get the box open, turns out.
I told you. I was like, can you get that? I just saw the tapping of the box. I had to be perfectly honest. I didn't watch the entire thing. I thought to myself, please. And EMCs will let me know if you get into the box.
I didn't.
I already did it. Now I had to answer the phone at 6 in the morning. It's like, I will figure out what happens on Monday, which is today.
The theme, generally, of those comments under that video that I posted, I think I posted on Thursday, was people wanted me to get into the box. I mean, nobody was like, hey, leave that box alone. Yeah, everybody wanted me to kind of, you know, a few people even suggesting I smash it with a hammer.
Yeah, I see that. I'm going.
They don't want.
Yeah, some of those I thought are my East Side friends. I saw that. Like Tree, she was mentioning this. Like, oh, you should break it with a hammer and
yes.
DMing me separately.
Yes.
So what are you talking about? I thought we were friends. You're on the East Side. You're on the East Side for crying out loud.
Well, that doesn't mean she has to like the game.
No, it doesn't mean she has to like the game.
No.
Just...
But it was people were really fun
making
with
great.
Their comments under that video.
Yeah, listener Kim says that once again, these are all Jen and Tim Show through I'm specifically looking at Facebook this time. Where was it at? Oh, sorry, Jen. I had a comment again. Tim answering the phone the next day saying, really? love how you ended this sarcastically. I don't know why I was thinking to myself, like, okay, Thursday, it was probably fun, and it was funny, and I get it. And when it rang again Friday, I'm thinking to myself, oh, this is happening.
Oh,
this
oh,
is actually yes. back-to-back days that I get phone
Good
calls.
Luck when you take time off again.
I know.
I don't know.
Time off.
What you want to do
about
that. Is
it next week? It's coming up. Yeah, it's a couple more
oh
days.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. Wait, is it next week? You're
end,
off again?
End of next week, like the same. it's the same type of situation.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I don't think I really have time off for a little bit.
That's going to be really fun to call you again.
Oh, my gosh. So there you go.
Unless you can think of something else. Good luck with that.
Well, it would be EMCs that would think of something else.
They won't.
Because they
liked me calling
if
you.
If there's something else besides calling me on vacation, totally open to it. I think.
I bet you are.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a viral audio on TikTok. It's taking over everyone's For You page. It originated from a commercial in the UK. So the trending sound in which a person declares nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday, and there's a pop song playing in the background. So it's just an ad for a commercial airline in the UK, and it now has more than 1 million uses on TikTok and allows creators to basically turn their summertime fails into a funny video. So it's a very upbeat song that you would think would be like for a happy vacation, but it's actually things that are going wrong. Like the one that has 46 million views, it shows a girl and her friends tubing on a lake, and then they all start bouncing around in the tube really high, and then they fall out into the lake.
I had tears in my eyes, like laughing so hard at that one because they really go flying.
They go flying. And then just with the song, it's perfect because it's like so happy and exciting,
yes.
And they are not doing well. So what is a Jet 2 holiday and where did the sound come from? The trending audio on social media is from a commercial for Jet 2 holidays. It's a budget-friendly travel service in the UK. If you don't know, a holiday is a vacation in the UK. So it's kind of like Spirit Airlines, you know, more of like the lower end, but they have this great deal that they're promoting, and it actually launched an ad in December of 2022 online and radio, and it features Jess Glynn's 2015 song Hold My Hand. So it's been around for a while.
I wonder if their sales have boosted or declined.
She posted something, the singer, that like the song went platinum or some like award, saying like, thank you to Jet 2 Holiday for this song.
It's the videos are hilarious that people are using the sound for. We need to make our own Jet 2 Holiday commercial.
Vacation fails.
A fail of
I'm
some
sure
sort.
I'm sure Tim's got some ready to go.
Yeah, definitely. We all do. If you have a vacation fail you'd like to share, that would be great too. Literally been thinking about this for, I don't know how long. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I was like, am I going to talk about getting jumped in Times Square, or will I not talk about that?
What do you mean you got jumped in Times Square?
First day, jumped in Times Square. I got video.
You were jumped in Times Square?
Uh-huh.
Like, we're like in a crime?
I'm leaving it there. Not in a crime.
Okay, so it wasn't a crime. Just so you're
yeah, Jen.
You're safe. Well, you're saying you got jumped in Times Square. It sounds sus.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Just how many people are in Times Square? Hundreds? Thousands per day? Thousands per day, probably. Hundreds at the time. And I'm one of the ones they choose.
That doesn't surprise
me. Yeah, that's what producer Stevie said off the air.
Were you actively speaking when they chose you?
I might have been.
Were you like...
I got to post the video. There's video. I'll post that. It's 7:10. I will... I really was not going out of my way to be noticed for once, but they found me.
I feel like you are a noticeable human, especially if you were like I said, if you were like talking or maybe like participating in something.
Because of the decibel level?
There is a decibel level. Yeah. Even in Times Square, what's amazing is it cut through.
It did. That's fair. Even there. So like public square cuts through, Times Square even more so apparently. You would think it would be less. So I got jumped in Times Square at Star 102.
Okay, you can't just say it like that. What does that even mean, you got jumped in Times Square?
Video is posted, Jen and Tim on the socials. We're going to share it over to Star 102. I'll post it on Instagram now as well. You saw the video.
Okay, you did. You got jumped in Times Square. That is accurate after you watch the video. It is on Facebook, but it's not like, it's not what you think. First of all, the fact that there are literally a bajillion people in Times Square, at all times of the day and night, like a bajillion people there always. And the fact that they picked you to be jumped is astonishing. Actually, not at all. It doesn't surprise me. You just have that kind of energy, you know?
I just have one question to answer next. And that was, as soon as you watched the video, you shook your head and said, why? So I don't know if I can answer that exactly, but yes. You can check it out. Tim got jumped in Times Square. That's what happened. First day in New York. Jumped in Times Square. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Not that jumped.
Yeah, you need to explain how that, like, why, I, what, so you were in a show then? Like, what is that?
I was
that?
In a
what
show. I don't even know. The
is
video.
Is it a show?
It is a show. I went to New York. We were going to go to a concert, but we were staying in Midtown, and, it was the first night we were there. We're walking around, kind of taking it all in. It had been years since I've been in New York, and my daughter had never been there. My stepson's probably, been years. My wife's been years. So just kind of like getting acclimated to, Times Square and Fifth Avenue and that type of thing, kind of in the area where we stayed. So I thought to myself, the first night as we fly in, that'll be great. Times Square will be all lit up, and we'll be there a little prior to that. Maybe get something to eat there, get dinner in that area, and that's what we're going to do. Looking for something to do, kind of killing 40 minutes. Like, okay, which is easy to do. It's New York. You're going to find some things to go. Go shopping, figure it out, right? So that's exactly what we're doing. I said, these are street performers. Like, let's come over. Let's watch their show. It's probably 10, 15 minutes. This is part of being in New York. And in New York, these things pop out. People playing drums, doing things. You tip them, whatever. So they're doing the show. And it's these guys that are, dancing and doing some certain things. And I hear the, sir, come here.
Oh, boy. Why did they pick you, though? Were you, like, it being very animated? Were you cheering?
I wasn't even in the front. I don't know why they picked me. I have no idea. No,
but you were standing there watching.
I was standing there watching. Okay. I thought it was a good show. And they were, sir, come here.
Yeah.
And how much resistance do you think I gave?
Not a dot.
Not a dot of
not
resistance.
You're
walk
like,
out there. They could have been like, take your shirt off, do this, jump through fire. Tim's jumping through fire. Yes, sir. Okay, whatever. I go out there and it's an entire show. I didn't post the entire show, but what ended up happening is they said, okay, so what we're going to do is they are, I don't say acrobatic, but they're gymnasts and we're going to jump over you. you and a couple of other guys.
Did that make you nervous?
So they jumped over a little kid. They jumped over him. And I thought, you know, they're doing a flip. I was like, okay, this kid's 8 years old. They jump over him. All right, fine. So then, yes, it made me nervous. I didn't know what to expect. I don't know these guys. Why am I part of this show? Why did you even pick me out? There's 300 people watching this show.
Oh, my gosh.
So then this is where the video begins. And it's a shot of, you know, me hunched down next to a few other guys. By the way, there were more guys. Two of them bailed.
Did they really? So you were like all in a row. If you see this video, you're all like crouched down. How long were you crouched down for?
Long enough.
Were your knees tired at the end?
Long enough. Like, no, it wasn't that bad.
Not that long. Okay.
But I looked at it. It was so funny because I looked down. I said, where'd the other two guys go? They must have left at some point in time. I don't know where they went. The one guy I know said that he said, I got to get out of here because I have a reservation for Anne Juliet and my wife's going to kill me because I'm sitting here bending down waiting for these guys to do a somersault.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
but then the jump is pretty amazing. Like, this video is well worth a watch. You got to find it. It's on our Facebook page. And were you nervous when the guy jumped over you? Did you feel the wind whoosh over your back?
Well, let me get to the jump portion of the video and exactly what happened. And then I can answer that about nervous, maybe not, but I wasn't expecting this. That is next.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
So as you can see in the video, it's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. If you're joining us, I got jumped in Times Square. Not that jumped. It was part of a show. They pulled me in. I'm like kneeling down. There's kind of a view of Times Square. And it's me, two other guys, and one gentleman just runs, flips, jumps over us. It's part of the show.
Easily makes it. I would be scared if I were crossed. You guys are all in the same position, too. Arms
same
crossed.
Position.
It looks like you were trained to be part of the show.
Yeah. They tell you exactly what to do.
Yeah. Like, you look great.
So I just want to make sure I was in the middle. I don't want to be at the beginning so I didn't get kicked in the head. I figured that was probably safe. I certainly did not want to be the last guy in case he landed on you. So
smart.
Right?
Smart. You positioned yourself. Right.
I did because I was towards the back and I thought to myself, I'm just going to itch up closer. But here's the thing, of course, and you were asking, like, did you feel the wind go past you or anything else? And you did a little bit because the guy's flying over you.
Yeah.
But once I'm there, once I'm in front of everybody, now I'm on stage.
Oh, boy.
So now I'm beginning to, when they're coming back, they're, like, introducing you and where are you from and that type of thing. And, and he's like, it became an entire thing. Then I became perfectly comfortable being
part of the show. It feels like that's the video we need to see.
Yeah.
Is that on video somewhere?
That is probably not. I have to actually find out. I don't know. This is the only video that I saw.
But you felt you, and then afterwards, was there like an applause of some sort? There are a lot of people watching.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't watch this with sound because we're here in the studio. Was there music?
There was music. Yeah, there's hype music going up to it and everybody else. He's getting people to cheer. Yeah. Lori, top fan, says he got jumped and he also mooned a lot of people because that's how low I got.
Yeah, that is a mooned position.
Oh, that dude did get high. I don't know how many times I actually watched this video.
Yeah, that's
he really got high over us.
Yes. Thank goodness. He really did. Oh, there. Sorry, my sound is on. I also feel like he had a hair dangle. Like, did that touch your back as he flipped over you guys?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think when he jumped over, so I might have blacked out because I didn't know. I was a little nervous.
Yeah, there's like his long hair. You could see it. It almost looks like it grazes the three of your backs as he goes over.
It might have actually hit me and I didn't realize that. Yeah. So there you go. Just one little.
That's really cool.
What a memory. It's so funny. Out of all the people.
It's 64 degrees in Vermilion. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. Cleveland-based Sherwin-Williams says no more work from home. They're bringing employees back to the office full-time beginning January 1st of next year. They say they're giving workers plenty of notice to adjust before ending the current hybrid schedule. Superman stayed number one at the movies this weekend, $57 million. The film has made over $400 million worldwide in just 2 weeks. And Shark Week is back this week on Discovery Channel. This year, there's a twist. Dancing with Sharks will be part of it. It's an interspecies dance competition hosted by Tom Bergeron from the show Dancing with the Stars. The event began last night, runs all week.
If you're going on a vacation, pro tip. If you're going to vacation to the ocean next week, don't watch Shark Week this week.
Do not.
We did that years ago, and we went to Topsail Island. I don't know.
I still remember this.
This has to be almost 11 years ago now. Everything that moved in the water, I thought was a shark.
Yes.
I could not do it. My oldest stepson, there was like seaweed, or he stepped on something. It was like an old part of a pier, or there was something in the... He thought it was an entire... watch what you want to watch. I'm just saying. Shark Week prior to vacation.
Also, if you're going on vacation, maybe stay out of the ocean based on all the videos lately.
Stay in the swim-up bar or the pool.
Try the pool next to the beach.
That's next to the whatever.
Walk on the beach, find a nice shell, then head back to the pool.
That's fine. I was on vacation for a couple of days. Only reason I mention that is I guess it doesn't even necessarily need to be when I'm on vacation. I think this game originated from when Justin Timberlake was in town. I played a round of Two Beers, Two Claws, and you tried to guess the price of those items.
We were all too low.
All too low on that one. I think everybody in the universe might have been a little bit low on that one. Two Beers, Two Claws. So I thought to myself on vacation, I thought, you know what? I'm going to keep another, we're going to play another round. Not Two Beers, Two Claws, but some things that were purchased at a concert that I was at MetLife Stadium. And I thought to myself, I'm going to keep track of this, and people are going to have to guess. I know Stevie loves in on this, too, so I'm going to have to bring in producer Stevie, and we take guesses, and we just see who's close. This isn't closest to the actual number without going over. Sometimes we will do that during our tiebreaker for Trump 2E. This is just if you want to get in and you want to take a guess on the items, I'll list the items.
Are these like merch or food or beverage or...
Yeah. Today will be a mix. This will be
I very much look forward to this.
Oh, I know you will. This is a little different.
A blend.
It'll be a, it's right. It's a blend. You can, we'll grab producer Stevie, bring her in, and we'll get, I'll list the items and we'll get your guesses next. I'm getting a look. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It was a concert at MetLife Stadium. I just want to set that out there, and this is where these items are at.
I have my pen and paper ready. I'm ready. Oh, so Stevie, we're ready. We want to guess.
Grab Stevie. I told her, Gwen, I know you like to play this game. I enjoy playing this game.
Very much.
So at the concert, this is what it's going to be. One shirt, two beers, three hoodies. One t-shirt.
Three hoodies?
One?
One t-shirt. Adult size? Or kid size?
Yeah, adult size. Okay. Yeah, I think that's all they really had. Yeah, okay. one adult size t-shirt.
Okay.
Two beers.
Beers.
Three hoodies. Once again, this is adult size. Three. I don't even know if they had kid beer? Size.
I was just going to say that. Was it a can?
And they were probably like the 16-ounce cans or something like that. Like they weren't the 12-ounce, but they weren't like these big ones. They were just kind of like a regular standard that you would get at like...
A fancy beer or like a basic beer?
Basic. Hey, Tim, nice to meet you.
One shirt, two... Well, I don't know.
I'm kidding.
Three hoodies.
Well, three hoodies you need a loan for.
Yeah,
And if you have a guess, you can DM us, Jen and Tim Shore, if you want to call. I'm just going to play a quick song so you can like formulate the guesses and get your guesses, and then I will also reveal that. So once again, so this is at a concert. One adult t-shirt, two beverages, two beers, just regular, you know, whatever, and then three adult hoodies.
What did we pay for our Taylor Swift hoodies? Did you get a hoodie? I got a hoodie there. What did I pay for that? I can't remember.
I'm not telling you.
All right. Well,
you
yeah, exactly. Because we're going back. This is kind of a battle. And okay. Please get in. Right. We're going to take phone all calls. Right. I'm going to take DMs. We're going to read the DMs. We're going to take the phone calls. And then I will get to both of your guesses and reveal the answer. And all of this in less than 5 minutes. Jen's getting a calculator.
I'm getting my calculator.
I have a calculator out, too.
All right. So the concert over the weekend, Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. One adult T-shirt, two beers, three adult hoodies. What's the price? Getting DMs.
Did you take out a loan to buy all of those things? That's a
fair.
Lot. The merch, I mean, wow.
And we were bringing some stuff back, and it was a thing. So Kamara, she guessed $200. Thank you for listening. Lewis, about $250. Chrislin is $300. Tim, let's see what he says. I'm going to guess about $300. Jessica's at $337. Katrina's at $318. And yes, I got my calculator out, too. Nice job, Katrina.
Oh, nice.
Carrie's at $216, and Tracy's at $225. Those are just the DMs that I see so far. So once again, one adult T-shirt, two beers, three adult hoodies.
Stevie and I each did a breakdown. You want to go through your breakdown, Stevie?
Yeah, like each item?
Yeah.
So my guess was the three hoodies, $80 each, the T-shirt, $50, the drinks, $17.
Oh, we are close on our estimates.
Okay, so that's a total of what?
325.
All right, so hold on one sec. Okay, Stevie at 325, right?
Yes.
Stevie at 325. So we have your breakdown. Stevie at 325. You said you're close. I'm writing down Jen. Stevie at 325. We'll get Jen's total, and then I will reveal the total. One shirt, two beers, three hoodies. That's what we're playing. Was it a concert over the weekend? Those are adult shirts. Those are adult hoodies. Stevie's guessed 325 for the total. Jen, do you have your breakdown?
So one T-shirt, I'm saying 45. Two beers, $30, $15 apiece. And three hoodies, I guess $210, $70 apiece. Because I think that's what I paid for Taylor Swift hoodie, although Stevie says she thinks I paid more for that. So my total,
$285. $285?
$285. I hope you are right, Jen, and not me, for Tim's sake.
I can't wait to hear.
One adult shirt, two beers, three hoodies. My total was $388.
What? What? Please, do you have the price breakdown?
I it's so funny. The T-shirt, I should have had the breakdown. I have it in front of me, but this will be easy. So the two beers, $14 a piece. The hoodies,
$100.
See, I was wondering.
And then do the math for the last one.
I just started seeing merch prices went up to $100, but I didn't know if it was all.
Nice quality.
I was going to say,
else.
Is it
you're
a
in
nice
the house,
quality?
You know, you're there. You're.
Is it $100 nice?
That's a no.
It's hard.
I'm going to say, would you include the experience?
this is how you justified it?
They are, now, I think you were talking a little bit about the air, about off the air, about like the Eras Tour quality of the hoodie. Very
yeah,
like
really
this was a
nice
very
hoodie.
Nice quality hoodie.
It is a still, quality hoodie.
Still $100. But yes, so there you go. $388.
That is insane.
So that's... the games I like to play. It originated from Two Beers, Two Claws, so I thought I'd throw in some merch this time.
$14, not bad, though.
No, that was it. Yeah, but the hoodies.
Did you, like, hold on to them for dear life as you were heading back to your hotel in New York?
My wife and I, and also Tyler specifically, my stepson, we didn't let them hit the chair.
Of course.
The ground.
Yes.
I mean, almost just... And oh, here's the other thing. We're getting to it. So Tyler's like, I want to get a hoodie. You know, I want to get a shirt. Going to get a hoodie. Of course, you're there. Like, this is, you know, gets a hoodie. It's $100. Okay. So they hand you the hoodie. And he says, like, what's the next question? Do you have a bag?
Of course.
Oh, they don't.
What?
They don't have a bag. Oh, okay. So, well, we do.
No.
But the bag.
How much?
$35.
No, it is not.
Is it like a tote bag?
Yeah.
Like a canvas.
So, yeah, like a canvas bag. Very nice bag. And Tyler's like, I'm good. I'll tie this around my waist. I will do whatever I can.
Could you wear it?
No, I was. The top's outside.
Hot.
It's 80 degrees. There's no way.
So we're outside.
We held it in our hands like it was a newborn made of cotton.
Of course.
I wouldn't.
We went to get a drink or whatever it was, or use the restroom. We handed it off to the next person. Yeah. Take care of these items. Please take care of these items. Don't let anything get on there.
I hate being hot. I think I would wear it. Just to make sure.
Anything.
Don't let it hit the ground.
Don't let
That's
it
why I never like to get merch, because you have to wait forever in the line, and then they never have bags, so then you're just holding around.
Oh, they
items.
Did. Do you have a bag? No. Well, we have these for $35.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's not.
I cannot believe they don't have bags.
So there you go.
Even like a $2 bag or something you could buy. Like
just
a plastic.
Like some type of plastic, you know, Mark's bag, Giant Eagle, like something to hold it in just to carry it around.
Nothing.
No, sir. No, sir. So there you go. Thanks
All
for
right.
playing the game.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.